You are listening to 91.5 FM.
And this is Pastor Paul Esposito from Island Community Church. You are tuned into WGOD Radio. Well, normally you would be tuned in to WGOD at this time. Now, we have moved our program here on WMIE to 7:30 a.m. starting today. But we are on our sister stations here at the station, which is either 94.7 Central Brevard County, 99.9 in the north end of the county, and 100.7 FM. You still can hear WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time at 6:30 a.m. Otherwise, join us at 7:30 a.m. and our rebroadcast remains at 5:30 p.m. Have a wonderful day.
Welcome to Look at Culture from a Christian Worldview. I'm John Stone Street with The Point. A new study published last month found that those who undergo so-called gender transition surgery are far more likely to attempt suicide than those who do not. Over 12 times more likely, in fact. The data surveys millions of patients over the course of 20 years from 2003 to 2023 and exposes just how evil it is when counselors and activists pressure parents into affirming their children's dysphoria with that manipulative question, would you rather have a live son or a dead daughter? And yet, shockingly, the researchers conclude that the results, and I quote here, underline the necessity for comprehensive post-procedure psychiatric support. Really? Doesn't it underscore that these surgeries should stop altogether? Or at the very least, that there needs to be more pre-procedure psychiatric support? Gender transition interventions are neither cure nor care for those with gender dysphoria. For the Colson Center, I'm John Stone Street.
They say you're the king of everything, the one who taught the wind to sing, the source of the rhythm my heart keeps beating. And they say
loves no rest, till your kingdom comes on earth. You've positioned watchmen on the walls. Now our prayers will flow like tears, for you've shed your heart with us. God of heaven, on our knees we fall. Ourselves no rest till your kingdom comes on earth. You've positioned watchmen on the walls. Now our prayers will flow like tears, for you've shed your heart with us. God of heaven, on our knees we fall. Down in
You're listening to WMIE, today's Modern Worship, 91.5 FM.
And this is Pastor Paul Esposito from Island Community Church. You are tuned into WGOD Radio. Well, normally you would be tuned in to WGOD at this time. Now, we have moved our program here on WMIE to 7:30 a.m. starting today. But we are on our sister stations here at the station, which is either 94.7 Central Brevard County, 99.9 in the north end of the county, and 100.7 FM. You still can hear WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time at 6:30 a.m. Otherwise, join us at 7:30 a.m. and our rebroadcast remains at 5:30 p.m. Have a wonderful day and God bless.
Come, let us sing for joy. Come, let us shout aloud to the rock of our salvation. Come, let us sing. Come with a thankful heart into his presence now to make a joyful noise to him. Come, let us sing. In his hands he holds creation, highest mountains, deepest seas, and on his hands he bears the scars of his great love for you and me.
she's building, Jesus is Lord. Over our city, over our nation, in all generations, Jesus is Lord.
Beautiful. to me, I can feel you near. I love you, you are my hope. You love me as your own.
Cheers.